All right, this morning on the show, even before 9 o'clock, we're going wild, we're going crazy, we're talking about sex, education, because it's something that we've all had to go through in fifth class or sixth class or whatever it was, and it was awkward for everyone. I was talking on the show last Thursday about sex ed, and I just said, mention this. The way we learned it was like, it was a video of cats on a blanket. Anyone else learn it that way, no? And I've just been thinking about that. I haven't been able to stop really thinking about that. And yeah. I can't really fully remember it because it was so long ago. Like, it was more than half my life ago.
Irish schools, particularly, I suppose, in the early noughties, I don't know what it's like now, were as creative and awkward as they possibly could be.
They were,
I think,
so
when
awkward.
Delivering this to people. So we're asking you how you received this shocking news as a preteen on the show this morning.
They were so awkward that they, like, the teachers didn't even do it.
No, you, they used, I mean, to rally in other people, so to do it for them, yeah.
So we're curious, what are your sex ed experiences? Did you also have the cat on the blanket video? Was that a thing? I'm curious.
087-711-1038. Michaela is standing by. Was it cats on the blanket for you?
No, we did not have cats on the blanket. Oh. We had an ancient video of this owl one with a Venn diagram. It was horrific.
So sorry, it was an owl one with a Venn diagram.
No, it was like, you know, the old school flip chart.
Oh yeah. All right, so what
was drawn on them?
What was that? Was that on the video, or was that just a woman came in with a flip chart?
No, it was a video from like the '70s, the
this owl
one.
Oh, for God's sake!
Oh my God!
Very limited effort made there.
In fifth year, they brought us into all these different workshops, which was
what
was happening in the workshop?
What was happening in the workshop?
There was one woman with pictures of like different STDs and telling you all about them.
Lovely.
There was another woman with a banana.
No,
the poor banana. Yeah. Always getting disrespected.
Was that for what I think it was for?
Yeah, of course.
Oh my God!
Were you wrapping up the banana?
I know, but when they were showing us the pictures and stuff, they were giving us bags of jelly.
Here, shut up. Shut up and don't be laughing. I know. We have to get through it. I can just imagine the teachers doing this being just as embarrassed as the kids are.
They wasn't even our teachers. They got like random people into it.
I know. What was with that? Like, you have this woman, our teacher, who we genuinely like respected and knew and trusted, and then it's like, here's two randomers that are going to teach you about the most awkward thing in the world at that age as an Irish kid.
And then some of the lads loved it, so they were asking all sorts of questions.
Sure, you have to, as one of the lads, don't you? You have to take one for the team.
Oh, God, it was horrific.
All right, Michaela, thanks a mil.
Thanks, Michaela.
No, bye.
Sorry for your trauma.
Bye.
Have a great day. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye-bye. I remember for us, and we were, I don't know if this makes any difference, but think of the most rural Irish primary school. That was where I
Did you have the cat video?
We didn't have the cat
video. For
God's
sake.
But we were in sixth class, and I think they just got the job done right before, like maybe 2 weeks before we finished school to go into, you know, so it was like, oh, quick, get them in. And we were all dragged in on an evening. It was saying
no, it wasn't in your, it isn't during the day.
We were all called back to school for like 8 p.m. They had extra people in. Some teachers were there, like the principal and all. But here's how they made it even more crucifyingly awkward for us.
No.
Our parents had to come.
Fantastic.
Right.
That's rural Ireland
And you know, when everyone got the little note to go home the week before, because we all knew it was coming from six classes gone by, that eventually this was going to happen before we go, and we'd heard the tales of what was to come. Your parents are going to be there. I'll never forget all the mothers and the fathers down the back and the car ride home. Sure, we all knew it anyway, but it was just the
way. I didn't.
We had an idea.
I didn't know. Was so innocent, man. I hadn't a clue.
We didn't know the ins and outs of everything, but like, you had a fair idea what was going on, but I remember the car drive home and just the silence. And then I remember about 3 days later, my mom knocked on the door. It's like, hi mom. Hi Em. I'm just going to leave a little book there. At the end of your bed. I gave it to your sister a few years ago, and you know, sure, just have a read of it in your own time. If you want to have a chat about anything, you can let me know.
Oh my God. That is horrendous. I'd hate that now.
I think you're on your own with this cats in a blanket video.
I really am. I'm starting to doubt myself that it's even real, and maybe I was watching Family Guy or something. But I'm pretty sure it's right. I have this weird memory of cats on a blanket or in a blanket or something like that. It was cats. Anyway, that's all I know. And that was my sex education. And yeah, if yours was the same, I'd love you to let me know. 087-711-1038.
Get your voice notes in. Come on, be brave. It was ages ago. Let's not feel that shame anymore. I can't believe, Dave, we've been on the show, 3 years yesterday, and we have never talked about sex ed in Irish primary schools.
Why the hell have we not?
How did we miss this? It's class.
This is a trauma we all went through.
Yes, exactly.
And it was awful.
We're shared talking, experience, guys.
We're talking about sex education because basically last Thursday I was on the show and I was talking about, we were talking about something and I just happened to mention my kind of experience of a video of two cats on a blanket. But shown by two women who came in who weren't our teacher, and they were just like, here's basically what happens. And I was like, am I losing my mind here that was my sex education? It was a video of, it was two women came in and said, here's a video of two cats in a blanket doing whatever, and then boom, there was a baby.
Okay, yeah, magic.
I was like, am I going a bit mad?
I was just
here?
Saying, God, we had an awful time. We all got the note, and you know that the note is coming at some point in sixth class.
I remember that. You had to bring it home to sign.
And they made it even more horrible for us as little preteens by saying, your parents have to come.
And that is awful.
Down to the school 8 o'clock in the evening, when the community and the parish weren't looking. We were told about the birds and
the parents should only be there for the parent-teacher meeting. They should not be there for sex education. It's ridiculous.
But then, the follow-up a few days later, my mom knock, knock, knock on my bedroom door one evening. Hi, Em. There's just a book there for you. I gave it to your sister a few years ago. And just have a read of it maybe in your own time.
50 Shades of Grey.
Clara was in touch. Emma, my mom did the same thing to me about the book.
Oh no.
She was like, if you want to have a read of it in your own time and you can talk to me anytime, no thanks. I was so embarrassed. She did the same to my little sister a while ago and she turned around and said, Mom, I'm not stupid.
Oh my God. I must actually talk to my mom and see what she remembers from this because I'm like, I remember the note. I was like, Mom, here's the note. Like, you have to sign this so I'm getting sex education, whatever. And I don't know. I would love to know if the video of the cats is real or if I made it up by watching a Family Guy episode.
This voice note just in from someone who wants to stay anonymous.
You're not going mad. I was in sixth class in 1994 and we had the cats rolling around the duvet.
No!
That went into one and that was in a school, a mixed school in Finglas.
Wow!
So hopefully things have changed now for the kids and they learn a little bit more.
Oh my God, wow!
Oh
you're
my
not
God, I'm not going mental.
And sorry, update just in from Rachel. She just said, Dave, is this the cursed video with a link?
Oh, now, I'd be careful at this now because there might be something on this video.
Just to say, it's obviously 10 to 9. You know, this is a 12-second clip we've just received. It very quick, but if there's something in this video you don't want to have a chat with your kids about right now before school on the Wednesday morning, then bear in mind if you want to turn the dial down for a sec, because we don't know what's in this. It was a long time ago. Warning made. Let's have a listen.
All the rubbing up and down that's been going on ends in a lovely explosion.
Oh, my God.
A tremendous big shiver for both of them.
Oh, my God.
What?
I can only apologise.
Just say.
is that the video? There's two cats, they're under a blanket, they're kind of going mad together, and then boom, a baby pops out. That was my entire sex education.
Sorry, that is actual filth. They talk about explosions. That is absolutely disgraceful. Sorry, I'm really sorry, but again, if there's kids in the car, we're doing this 12 seconds.
One more time.
Okay? This is your warning. This is just revolt. It's so unclassy.
All the rubbing up and down that's been going on ends in a lovely explosion.
What?
And a tremendous big shiver for both of them.
And a tremendous big shiver for both of
I'm
them.
I'm also like, what's rubbing up and down like?
I think I'm doing it wrong. Go back to that video. God, what a morning on the show. Kira was in touch. I'm stuck in traffic, so we'll be late for work, but so worth it. I'm going to tell my boss, sorry, I was just learning sex ed Dave style.
Yeah, exactly. Two cats on a blanket. That's how we learned it in the 90s.
Okay, if you're curious about this cursed video, message us the word cats to 087-711-1038 and we will send it back to you and we can all learn how to do things properly.
You won't learn anything. But you will be like, that's mad.
087-711-1038. Message us the word cats if you would like this cursed video to kick off your workday. 087-711-1038. I was actually going to say I'd love the cue to text to be the alternative name for cats.
No.
Do you know what's mad? The amount of people who are texting cats is are mad.
Yeah. Go to the traffic.
There's another word for cats that I was like, that would be perfect.
Traffic.
Meow.
Traffic.
Meow. Spin.